You're on your Classic Hits Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the weather has been, well, unexpected this week, to say the least, but calming down for the weekend, which is perfect timing for anyone looking out to get a fish in. I'm joined by Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie. Leon, how are you?
I'm very, very good. What about yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. But this weekend, like I said, the weather is shaping up a bit nicer than it has been over the last couple of days. What reports have you had about the fishing situation?
Well, I think this is the time. You know, we've been talking about the crossover season for the last couple of weeks, and I reckon this is the time where you take the boat out and have a bit of a reconnaissance mission just to find out what is actually on that could be going well. I mean, we've talked about King George Whiting, large in size, from south of Port Broughton to Woods Point area, and also to over towards Spit. They're starting to get a bit smaller. But this time of the year, we see the tail off of King George Whiting closer to Port Pirie, but still in action as we get a little further south around from Port Davis to Port Broughton area. But what happens in the Port Pirie area is that the blue swimmer crab comes on, and we see some, you know, snook floating around the place, and we also see some tommies getting around, and pretty soon we'll be due for a big school of salmon to come through. So I would suggest that if you're going to do angling, try some of your regular spots. Don't be disappointed if you don't get your bag limit of King George Whiting. But to have a look around and just see some of your favourite spots for silver whiting, tommies or salmon, and just see if the species have arrived yet. So I think it's warming the water, and we should have some great opportunities as we roll forward.
And of course, if you do discover anything out on the waters, always give us a call, 86324044. Happy to have more tips. Get the inside scoop on what you can scoop out of the water. Leon, we'll just leave it there, but thanks so much for chatting.
Thank you. Cheers.
That was Leon from Boats and Bikes Port Pirie on your Classic Hits Breakfast. And if you're thinking about going out fishing this weekend, I'm sure the winds over the week have stirred them up a little bit, and you may be able to catch something interesting. I'm joined by Brenton from Complete Angler at Moonta and Wallaroo. Brenton, how's it going?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
So what are we expecting to find this week? Have the reports been coming in?
Yeah, we've been getting some pretty good reports. Wallaroo Land Base, Point Riley Rocks has plenty of squid, and I mean plenty. One of our staff members, he was out there on the week during the week and got plenty. He bagged out, actually. So, yeah, there's plenty of squid there. Gar, plenty of gar, some good-sized tommies mixed in with them. A few salmon around, but you've got to work pretty hard for them. They're pretty few and far between. Jetty of squid, gar and tommies, plenty of crabs, and you can try the jetty shallows and local beaches for yellowfin whiting. Out in the box, Wallaroo, fish for the King George around boiler, beacons and the middle ground. Also in the bay, very late in the arvo. Squid, gar and tommies are over Point Riley Way. There's a few salmon around the reef at Bird Island. There's also a few seals to contend with there. Crabs pretty much everywhere. And if you want to feed a snook, just chuck a lure or a paravane out the back and have a bit of a troll around, and you should be able to find a few of them. Moona Bay and Port Hughes jetties have squid, tommies and a few gar. Tommies were a bit better after dark. There's a few crabs off the jetty, not fishing as well as Wallaroo is, but still good enough to get a feed. A few yellowfin whiting in the jetty shallows, and there's been some pretty good reports for yellowfin from those guys wading the nearby beaches, with the warm sunny days being the better days to target them. Boats out from Port Hughes finding King George are still hanging in on the bay, early or late in the day, best times. Other than that, head out deeper or south of the Cape. Been some nice fish coming from there. Plenty of squid on most of the whiting drops. Gar out at the light, and a few snook out there as well. Crabs are better the deeper you go. That's about it.
No worries. Well, sounds like there's plenty to catch out there this weekend.
Yeah, it's been not bad at all. It's been pretty good.
Well, hopefully everyone gets their limit at least.
Yep, the land-based guys are starting to get some good yellowfin in the shallow, so that's good as well.
Good signs. Well, Brenton, we might leave it there, but thank you so much for chatting.
Yep, no worries.
That was Brenton from Complete Angler, Moonta and Wallaroo on your Classic Hits Breakfast.